So, Richard, I expect that makes the journey a whole lot better now than today.
It's a game we needed to win. We needed to win to put pressure on the on Woking and on Macclesfield. We needed to come here tonight and get at least a point. But I think you've seen tonight a very, very professional performance from a group of players that had a desire right from the start to make life difficult, to go and work very, very hard. At times the game was scrappy, the pitch is awful. But you've seen the players' desire first half, that even when it weren't pretty, but they got back round, they got into the shape. And even if we had to just put the ball in behind the opposition, we did do. You know, you like to single players out at times like this, but I think every one of them played with a lot of courage tonight. And it was great on the bench because our subs were our supporters as well, which is good. And you don't always get that, you know. But we've got that in this group. But tonight, that's a very, very professional performance.
And you mentioned good away performances. I think that's 9 away wins in 11, something like that. I mean, what a fantastic return that is.
But like I say to you, said all along, 23 home games, 23 away games. And how many points we get at the end of the season decides where we finish in the league. You know, we just found something away from home. We've just been a little bit hard to beat away from home. Whereas early in the season, we were very, very loose, thinking we could just go and attack the opposition. But you know, I got a group of players that have a very good work ethic. And you don't come to Halifax on a pitch like this. You don't go to Welling on a pitch like they had. If you're not prepared to work hard and have discipline in your performance and discipline in your shape, if you don't, you ain't going to win. And I mean, I thought our back four tonight was tremendous. And I think after we scored the goal, we had to weather a bit of a storm. And they were the catalyst, I think, for that period of 20 minutes first half where they were defending, heading it and kicking it and doing what they had to do to defend the goal. That was the catalyst for the rest of the team to follow suit.
And you've been sort of chasing the playoffs the last few weeks. How does it feel now to actually be in a playoff place?
If we don't pick anything up over the next two games, it's going to count for nothing. Like I said to you, we've been hanging on by our fingertips since October. Got into the playoffs, and then we never backed the next game up and we fell out, and we've been on the edge of it and on the edge of it for the whole of the season. We all have to do a bit of caution, supporters included. They need to have a bit of caution about them, not get carried away with things, because I won't let my players get carried away with things. So I don't want the supporters all of a sudden now thinking that everything's rosy in the garden, because if we don't back it up in the next two games, then we'll fall out and we'll just end up having a very, very good season thinking what might have been.